Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Charlene Holder, Planning Officer at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 3, 1970, the Barbados Advocate reported on an address delivered for the first time by Raul Branker as President of the Barbados Manufacturers Association at the first quarterly meeting of the year. His comments surrounded Barbados being at the cusp of an industrial revolution. He argued that industry would become central to the country's future economic development, and therefore the country should be prepared for it. He noted that the expansion of industry was inevitable and would require a tremendous amount of expertise, which could not be supported by mediocre training. In his view, the time had come for the Ministry of Education to scrutinize the education system to determine whether it was geared for future developments of industry, since young people needed to be equipped with essential skills in order to take over. While he lauded the creation of the Samuel Jackman Prescott Polytechnic for training, he indicated that this training should be of the highest order. He also shared his desire for the association to create a fund from which a minimum of 2 scholarships could be awarded to Barbadians annually to undertake specialized training in industry. Winners could then give back to the country, thus positively impacting the economy. He noted other projections of the association, including a scheme for employing disabled persons in the industry, a manufacturing week, and a Barbados Manufacturers Association trade mission. Unfortunately, decades later, this vision for manufacturing was not fully realized. Subsequent official reports noted a decline, with manufacturing falling from 7.6% of real GDP in 1998 to 4.9% in 2009. In 2024, the sector accounted for only 5.5% of GDP, with all accounts illustrating its reduced role. To understand the overall pronounced contraction, it is important to note that manufacturing accounted for 11.8% of economic activity in 1980. The decline has been greatly attributed to the country's transition to a service-based economy, reliant on tourism and financial services, and the gradual loss of market share to regional and international competitors. Nevertheless, there have been efforts to revitalize and transform industry. For example, the government's recent launch of the Green Industrialization Gateway Advantage, intended to develop new industries in manufacturing technology and agro-processing to diversify Barbados' economy beyond tourism and financial services.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.